since with COVID-19. Prescription oral treatment must be taken within the first 5 days of symptoms. If you have a high risk factor, ask your doctor if treatment is right for you. Learn more at treatcovid19.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
I don't feel so good.
You do feel hot. DayQuil Kids will take care of that fever.
What about my cough?
DayQuil Kids has that covered.
Will it make my throat feel better?
Yes, that too.
But will it taste good?
Yep, DayQuil Kids comes in your favorite flavor.
Purple?
Well, yes, it's grape.
Try new DayQuil Kids Plus Fever, the daytime coughing, aching, sore throat fever just for kids medicine. Safe for kids 6 plus. Use as directed.
1 in 4 car batteries is weak and needs to be replaced. Let our professional parts people test your battery for free at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Presidential candidates campaigning in swing states. Former President Trump at a rally in Aurora, Colorado, continuing claims that violent migrants are taking over the city. The mayor there says those are false claims. Trump also sending a message to people in Florida and throughout the Southeast impacted by hurricanes Milton and Helene.
To know that we are thinking of them and we are praying for them.
Vice President Kamala Harris in Arizona campaigning. She participated earlier in a video call with President Biden on the federal response to Hurricane Milton, telling victims of both hurricanes immediate and long-term aid will be available.
Our nation is with you. We see your incredible strength and resilience, and we are working around the clock to keep you safe.
President Biden travels to Florida Sunday to survey the damage. Israeli forces say defense systems and alarms sounded in central Israel due to an infiltration of aircraft and drones. Today marks Yom Kippur, the holiest Jewish holiday. This is ABC News. Retailers racing to clear out abandoned Redbox DVD kiosks.
When Redbox filed for bankruptcy, it stranded more than 24,000 DVD vending machines at stores across the country. These kiosks, which once held more than 600 DVDs each, now pose safety hazards, clog remodeling plans, and require bankruptcy court permission to remove. Just getting them out can be costly and complex. Some are hardwired into electrical systems, bolted into concrete. Most kiosks will be sold for scrap, but a few could find new life as collector's items or even repurposed for other uses like cannabis vending. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Authorities in eastern Tennessee warning residents they may have to spend another night away from their homes. That is until officials can find out if a box found at Knoxville's CMC recycling facility doesn't contain dynamite. An employee found the 5x5 feet steel box Thursday. He used a torch trying to open the box when it began to smoke. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
At a smoothie bar, asking people if they'd switch smoothies with me for $574.
Oh, I'll switch.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
That's a headache.
Nope, it's painless.
Oh, so it's easy money.
Yep, check Allstate first and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius or two half geniuses and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Thickening clouds tonight and a low in the mid-40s. Early clouds tomorrow, then some afternoon sun and cooler, highs in the mid-60s. partly sunny, breezy, and a high only in the mid-50s on Sunday. Frosty weather to start off Monday and Tuesday mornings. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. It's 71 right now.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Universal Recycling Technologies President Ken Thomas is responding to claims that OSHA inspections in April of 2023 and April of this year found employees at the Janesville plant were exposed to unsafe levels of lead and cadmium. Thomas says he was surprised when OSHA levied more than $200,000 in fines because the company's been working for nearly a year to address the issue. Prison time for a fatal shooting outside a Madison bar. 24-year-old Caleb DiMaggio sentenced to 18 years in prison for the May 2023 shooting death of 44-year-old Jason Pritchard of Madison. And Democratic vice presidential candidate Tim Walz will be in Eau Claire and Green Bay on Monday as the presidential campaign enters its final weeks. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Did you and your family lose Wisconsin Badger Care Plus and need health coverage? Check this out. You may be eligible to enroll in a low-cost health plan at healthcare.gov. With the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov offers quality plans that cover doctor visits, prescriptions, emergency care, and more. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Have you lost Wisconsin Badger Care Plus? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Good afternoon, it's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand, Adams Super Service, your Partners Network Car Care Center, Durand, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand, Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, Downtown Durand, and Numbers R Us, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Local governments across Wisconsin are receiving hundreds of millions of dollars more from the state. The Wisconsin Department of Revenue says it will send over $1.5 billion in shared revenues to cities, towns, counties, and townships in this year's budget. Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron says the increase from last year was used to hire a full-time police officer.
Shared revenue was so flat or declining for so many years, and we finally have seen some increases. The most recent one, of course, we used to expand and get another full-time police officer to eliminate some of our part-time folks. The majority of money went specifically for that. But if we see some other increases, that would be good.
The city is currently working on its 2025 budget and is expected to have that approved in November. Xcel Energy crews are on the move again. The company yesterday said that some of their linemen it sent to help with Hurricane Helene recovery efforts are now headed to Florida to help with Hurricane Milton recovery efforts. Xcel said 15 crewmen from the Chippewa Valley are heading from Georgia to the Tampa area. That's the part of Florida that took the brunt of Milton when it came ashore earlier this week. In all, Xcel said about 100 crewmen from across its company are working to help victims from this month's two hurricanes. Add Thomas Schools to the long list of school districts in Wisconsin who are asking taxpayers for more money. The Thomas Area School District has a $177 million referendum on next month's ballot. The money would go toward building a new high school. Tomah's superintendent said the plan is to build a new high school, then move the middle schoolers into the high school building, and move elementary school kids into the old middle school. There's a public hearing on Tuesday to answer some of the questions about the tax hike plan. More than 100 school districts are also asking their taxpayers to pay more either for new schools or for day-to-day funding this November. Minnesota's experiencing a significant rise in cases of whooping cough and measles. Hospitals in that state are now on alert. As of 2024, 826 cases of whooping cough have been reported. That's the highest in years. Health officials attribute the increasing infection rates to declining vaccination levels, particularly following the COVID-19 pandemic. Pediatricians emphasize the importance of awareness and vaccinations to protect vulnerable populations, including young children and those with weakened immune systems. You're listening to WRDN News.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates. Some poultry farmers here in western Wisconsin have been left with huge feed bills and thousands of chickens after Pure Prairie Poultry abandoned its poultry producers. Joe Brager, Wisconsin Farm Bureau Vice President, says the issues started back in April.
Probably since April, a lot of them have struggled to get paid, and they have a lot invested in this. A lot of them have to buy feed and their utilities depending on the contract. Not only that, but for their efforts for raising the flock, taking care of the flock, and they have a lot invested in these facilities. And it was being milked along, okay? The company says, we're working on something, expect something to happen. We're going to restructure. We're going to do these things. And just shortly here, a bit ago, pretty much threw away the keys and walked away, and now these farmers are left with absolutely zero resources, and what remains of the company, there are no resources coming forth to help.
Some of the farmers have been spending $20,000 or more each week of their own money to keep the flocks fed. While Minnesota and Iowa have state programs to help some of those farmers, Wisconsin does not. And now some of these Wisconsin farms are just giving away the chickens to the general public in the hope that the birds will not go to waste and have to be euthanized. A garage fire in Eau Claire has caused $80,000 in damage. The fire department says it responded to the fire on Chauncey Street Wednesday night at about 8 p.m. Responders say the flames were under control within minutes. The property owners say they were home at the time, and neighbors told them that the garage was on fire. No injuries were reported. The investigation and the cause of that blaze continues. A Jackson County 13-year-old is dead after what the Sheriff's Department is calling a farming accident. The Sheriff's Department says it happened last week in the town of Manchester. Deputies say the teenager was submerged by crops and had to be rescued. The 13-year-old later died. The Sheriff's Department says it's investigating. It's not saying how the teenager fell into the grain pile where he was found. Winona State University is planning a new program to promote civic engagement and ethical leadership. The Department of Defense announced Wednesday it would send $1.1 million to the university to fund the program for 2 years. The program will be called Civic Center and will feature programming put together by WSU's Department of Political Science, Public Administration, and Ethnic Studies. The program will engage the surrounding community, holding events to promote civil discourse. You're listening to WRDN News.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys. Tires are an essential part of your vehicle. Let the hometown guys at Adam Super Service check your tires and replace them if necessary. Adam Super Service features the Hunter Alignment System, the most advanced system to keep your vehicle going straight. Adam Super Service, your partner's network car care center in downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamsuperservice.com.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
For excellence in auto body work and paint jobs, there's only one name to see, JKO Auto Body Shop of Durand. Because JKO Auto Body Shop strives for excellence in every job they do. You'll know that when your car is repaired by JKO Auto Body Shop that is in back-to-factory specifications, from the parts to the paint. And it will last, too. JKO works with all insurance companies. From body work to paint jobs, excellence is what you'll find at JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand.
A contest to decide the coolest thing made in Minnesota has crowned a champion. The bracket-style competition began last month with 64 products, with the field cut in half each week based on online voting. The Minnesota Chamber of Commerce announced this week 3M Scotch brand Magic Tape received the most votes. Magic Tape, by the way, has been around since 1961 and is made at 3M's plant in Hutchinson. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Reddick ready for Roble Reversal. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
Relive the thrills of over 50 years of NASCAR racing with the Motor Racing Network's Classic Race.
36th Annual Southern 500. They come down to the start-finish line. Bill Elliott and David Pearson get down.
We dig into the MRN audio vault for unforgettable races and moments.
Dale Jarrett's got the lead. Earnhardt's not going to get him. Dale Jarrett is going to win the Daytona 500.
Available on MRN.com and podcast platform.
Fallon Kulwicki out of turn number four, the new Winston Cup champion. He does it across the line.
MRN Classic Races.
Welcome to Homestead Miami, your home for the racing highlife. A track as vibrant and colorful as South Florida. An Xfinity and Craftsman Truck Series playoffs doubleheader on Saturday. A Cup Series playoffs showdown on Sunday. And it's all caliente.
Side by side for the race lead.
NASCAR Playoffs Weekend at Homestead Miami Speedway, October 26th and 27th. Get your tickets now at homesteadmiamispeedway.com.
Hell of a job, guys.
14 points above the playoffs cut line, NASCAR Cup Series regular season champ Tyler Reddick is ready for a reversal of fortunes at the revamped Charlotte Motor Speedway road course this weekend for the final race in the round of 12.
This round hasn't gotten the start that we wanted to, but I can't help but think back to where we were going into the Roval a year ago, really in a bad points position, and it didn't matter. We scored a bunch of points and got through the next round. So I think the changes to the racetrack should be a good thing for me, but it's certainly going to be a challenge.
To help hurricane recovery efforts, go to redcross.org to make a financial or blood donation. I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you could get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care, and that is MediShare. You get both. Many families save $500 a month with MediShare, and that's huge. But it's also true that people wind up way more satisfied, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. That's because MediShare works. It has for more than 30 years. It's a community of Christians who have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth. They love the huge PPO network. So Yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price in 2 minutes. Here's the number. Just call 844-53-BIBLE. That's 844-53-BIBLE, 844-53-BIBLE.
The Dodgers and Padres play tonight for the right to head to the National League Championship Series against the Mets. I'm Bill Scott with sports. That series tied 2-2, game 5 in L.A. Former Badger basketball coach Bo Ryan, one of 13 basketball legends to be inducted into the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame this weekend in Springfield, Mass. Hockey Badgers open their season on home ice tonight against Lindenwood.
These guys are ready to go play, and this is what they trained for all summer. The opportunity that they went through last weekend, they've taken that, turned the page, and are now excited about it counting.
Head coach Mike Hastings led the Badgers to a second-place finish in the Big Ten last season. They're predicted to finish fourth this year. Packers wrapped up another week of practice today. They'll host Arizona with a noon kick at Lambeau Field on Sunday. And the football Badgers shooting for their second straight win. They're on the road tomorrow in New Jersey, Piscataway, to face Rutgers. Kick time, 11 a.m. on BTN. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Sometimes people change, and not always for the better. Take Senator Tammy Baldwin. What happened? She's been in D.C. for 25 years. Extreme left-wing groups have showered her with campaign cash, and now she's siding with them. Baldwin supported puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. That's extreme. And Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men who claim to identify as women, making survivors of domestic violence sleep in the same building as men. That's just cruel. Tammy Baldwin used to share our values, but a quarter century in Washington has made her just too extreme for Wisconsin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Week 8 of the high school football season is here, which means it's time for playoff projections. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand-new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. We're heading to week 8 of the high school football season, which means playoff talk is in full swing. Already, 119 teams have clinched playoff spots in 11-player football by guaranteeing themselves a conference record of at least 500. Another 60 are on the bubble and can clinch with one more win, while a bunch of other teams are scrambling and trying to get in position. You can check out the week 8 playoff qualifying report at wisports.net. Also this week, we produced our playoff projections, picking winners and losers of all the nearly 400 games for weeks 8 and 9, applied the WIAA's qualifying criteria, figured tiebreakers, and adjusted for the new tournament performance factor to move teams up or down. With that work completed, we were able to project the 224 teams to make the playoffs, the divisional assignment for those squads, and division cut lines. Keep in mind, this is all unofficial and subject to change based on actual results over the final 2 weeks, but it gives an idea of where things may land. Again, check wisports.net for the full details. There are 10 games on the schedule this week between teams unbeaten in league play, meaning huge conference title implications. Among them are Aquinas versus West Salem in the Cooley, Prescott against Baldwin-Woodville in the Middle Border, and Stratford facing Amherst in the CWC Large. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net and search your favorite podcast provider for the WSN podcast.
Fall meets hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. Good luck to all hunters and anglers from Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News.